Welcome to Inside the Bears, brought to you by Jimmy John's. I'm Lindsay Petrucci alongside my co-host, Anthony Adams. We're coming to you from our Chicago Bears Network studios at Halas Hall. Double A, if there's one thing Bears fans can really never get enough of, they never get tired of hearing from this guy, it's got to be Coach Ditka, right? Got to be Mike Ditka.
Yes. I had a little sit down with what's the guy's name? James. James Janiak, yeah, whatever.
That's pretty close, Jeff Joniak. Chicago Bears Network's Jeff Joniak sat down with Bears Hall of Famer Mike Ditka. Check out the coach.
Just like this?
Yeah, just with the two trophies.
All right, that's wonderful.
I know they're like children.
Now, this is a 63 trophy?
That's a 63
trophy. Come on, man.
Yeah.
They're the Super Bowl trophy.
Yeah. Do you remember your very first snap of football as a kid?
My very first one? Well, yeah, I used to kind of, when I was real small, young, I used to kind of sneak out and try to play with the older guys, and I used to kick my butt pretty good.
When it was all said and done at Pitt, you became widely regarded as one of, if not the best, college tight ends of all time at that time. Eventually, a College Football Hall of Fame induction in 1986. By your reaction, do you accept that as a label or no?
No, I wasn't. I played end. I played most of the recognition I got in college was as a defensive player. As a matter of fact, anybody else that would have drafted me beside the Bears at that time, the teams that were talking to me, I would have played defense.
Did not know that.
That's amazing.
So as an end or a linebacker?
Yeah, linebacker probably. Yeah, and when I came and Coach Halas, he said, we're going to play a tight end. And, I knew what a tight end was because I played it in college also. But him and Luke Johnsos really created the position. I mean, they did it. I mean, I didn't. I mean, I was the first tight end that really started flexing off the ball, moving, and getting outside where I could get a two-way release. And that was all their design, not mine. I mean, I came off the field one day, and he said, well, how come you can't get off the line of scrimmage? That guy's killing me. He's pushing me into my tackle. I can't get out of there. He said, well, split open. I said, okay. And I had a two-way release. It was simple things, but it worked out. And it kind of changed the way the position was played.
Was your first NFL game punctuated with a locker room fight? Did you take on a veteran for not playing tough enough, hard enough? Do you recall that?
I don't remember that. I wasn't a fighter. I was a lover. I was a fighter. Nah. No, I might have said something to somebody. You know, I probably said things when I was, first of all, I was too young to be saying anything, but I probably said some things when I was young. I probably should have just let go.
My first assignment as a sportscaster in this town was covering the 85 team, which, that's tough for a kid. But I remember interviewing one time and you said, success is not determined by what you accomplish, but by what you overcome. It always resonated with me my whole life. When I do speaking engagements, I always talk about that. Do you still embrace that?
Yeah, I do. And success is not permanent. Failure is not fatal. I mean, you can screw both of them up. And I proved that, too. But, you know, I believe that. I mean, you know, I believe in setting goals, reaching goals, setting other goals. The goals that I set, I've been very fortunate. I've had the right people around me. First of all, 85 guys, we had that was a classic group. Coaches, buddy, everybody. I mean, the players. You know, when I got there, there were a lot of good pieces in place. And I think with the help of Jerry Vannesi and Bill Tobin, we put the other pieces in place, and it worked. You know, nobody was crazy about McMahon, but I was. Because he was what he was. He was a fighter, you know. And, yeah, you know, I don't care what, you know, well, he can't. Well, he can, because he can win. And that's all you're looking for, a guy who can win at that position. Not how pretty he looks throwing the football. So, you know, those kind of things we fit in, and we had leadership in Hampton and Fensick and Singletary and Otis and all those guys. Those guys were good football players, and they were the kind of football players you want on your football team because they were the real deal. I mean, they stood up for each other. I mean, you know, in the beginning, our defense used to, you know, kick the offense's butt, but not after a while. Kind of evened out pretty good. And what happened is then they gained the respect of the defense and really helped.
It's hard to believe a man like yourself, given everything that's gone on in your life, from a kid to where you are right now, had many regrets, if any, but everybody has something. What would it be? What could you capture?
Well, the only thing, and I never thought about it, but it's been raised a million times, I would have let Walter, I would have made sure he scored in the Super Bowl. But I didn't know, I didn't think. I guess maybe that was, I was oblivious, that I didn't think that was important to anybody. I thought the game was, and I didn't, and that was wrong on my part. I was very wrong. And I tried to justify it by saying, well, you know, we won the game. Well, yeah, we won the game, but the greatest player in arguably Bears history, you know, could have had his name as the guy who scored in that game. And I that bothers me a little bit. That's the only thing, though.
You know, you watch Virginia McCaskey get on the bus after games. When they win, she's euphoric. When they lose, you know, you can feel it. You can see it. You know, that's how you are.
Well, Virginia's an amazing lady. I mean, she's persevered. She's seen it all. She was here. She can document a lot of what I've said, and almost all of it, actually. But, you'd like to see one more come here. You know, it's about time. I really like to see one more come. And I think, you know, I understand the competition now is so much greater than it was in 1985, even. I mean, like these teams, as well, even in your division, on any day, anybody can beat anybody in this football league, any day.
How do you account that your popularity is as big as ever? How do you account for that?
I serve good steaks. I got good wine. I can smoke a good cigar. What do you want? It's all there. Ditka's.
You know what? I had a good time with the guy, James Janak, whatever his name is. I had a good time with him. The thing about this guy, James, is he needs to put some more product in his hair, get it more like mine. What do you think?
You got that gum chomping down, Double A. It's not too bad.
Yeah, gotta work on the voice.